When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I'm hoping you can help me out here. My good friend Barbara's birthday is coming up, and she decided that for her birthday, she wanted me to paint a picture of her boyfriend.
Mm.
I'm an artist, and I figured that was perfect, and love to do something I love most for my dearest friend, so of course I agreed. The problem is that I found out Barbara wants a nude painting of her man.
Ugh.
Now, I have done nude work before, but this is my best friend's boyfriend, who I'll have to stare at nude for hours. I want to do it and can be professional, but I am a little weirded out by the idea of this and thinking it's crossing a line. Do you think this is a gateway to a weird throuple? Kelly, if your good friend is asking you to paint her husband in the nude, would you do it?
Oh, wow. Okay.
Well, I'll go ahead and answer that. That was Erica. I will go ahead and answer no. Wouldn't do it.
No, you wouldn't do it.
No.
Now, you've done the Pinot and paint like stuff before, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But of landscapes, or they were Christmas. This is the word joy with a ball as the O.
So if someone wanted you to paint some other ball you wouldn't do it.
No.
Even if it was your good friend saying, would you do me a solid? I love your work. I think you're a great artist. I want a painting of my boyfriend in the nude.
Okay, but here's the thing. We have to get boyfriend to agree to that. He's got to pose. Did we even consider if he's going to want to?
Now, that's a great question.
So that, I mean, I feel like therein lies a lot of the issue is, how does boyfriend feel about that?
Hallie says, if my best friend asked me to paint her man nude, I simply couldn't. I've known him for 12 years. He's like a brother to me, and it would just be very uncomfortable for me.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she did say, like, she could put her professional hat on and just be like, okay, well, this is just a nude that I'm painting.
Except for every time you're hanging out with them, you're going to picture him nude because you know what he looks like. You know? I mean, I don't know how you, like, see all of that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been in this situation, so I have no advice to give.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm not a professional painter. I've never painted a nude before. I've painted with my butt cheeks before.
That's great.
But that's different.
You were the canvas.
I was. Well, no.
Yeah, you weren't doing the painting.
No, I was doing the painting.
Oh, that's right. Okay, sorry. You do have two butt art experiences.
Yeah, well, one, I was getting a spray paint butt tattoo, and the other, I was actually using my butt cheeks to paint a picture that we actually had signed by comedian Gabriela
It was Gabriela Iglesias. Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah.
Both instances awkward for me.
Okay. All right, 502-795-1997. Would love your take on this. Maybe a story of how you swallowed your pride and did something for your friend.
This is a unique situation.
It is.
This is seeing her friend's boyfriend naked. That's the issue. We haven't even asked him how he feels about it.
All right,
I have questions.
Call and tell us if you've seen your best friend's boyfriend naked.
Really?
In a non-dating sort of way.
No one's going to be in that situation.
You don't know. You don't know.
Okay.
All right. Your stories and more. Group therapy on the way next. 99.7 DJX. Kind of in the middle of group therapy. Erica excited to do something special for her friend for her birthday, but thinks painting her boyfriend in the nude at her friend's request could be crossing a line.
Yeah, I feel like it is too. And first of all, I have a couple of questions. Have we asked the boyfriend, is he cool with it?
Yeah.
Second of all, what kind of a pose are we talking about?
Don't know. Text from a listener. She could suggest a tasteful nude painting of the couple together.
I don't think that's better.
That be more awkward?
I feel like yes. Yes. Now, here's maybe one way you can get around it, especially if, again, boyfriend is like, no, because he could very well say that and shut this whole thing down.
That's true.
Maybe he sends a picture and she just uses a picture. So he's not like standing in front of her.
Marina says she obviously trusted you enough to do the work. I'm sure if she thought for even a second that it would be a gateway to something, she would have went somewhere else. No one wants to give a gift to their significant other by someone they think is attracted to them. On the other hand, if you're already uncomfortable with it, I just turn the job down.
Okay.
Now, Sarah says, you're a professional. Be a professional. Have him cover up his junk until you're at that part. And that way he isn't fully naked the whole time.
Oh, gosh.
Is that how it works?
Better.
When you're painting a nude, is there anybody within the sound of my voice who's done that?
Well, from the things I've seen on TV shows, they have to stand there for like hours, right?
Well, yeah.
However long it takes.
If you're a nude model.
Yeah.
If you're a nude model, yeah, you just kind of stand there.
The same pose.
On a pedestal, nude, and you just, and then
The class paints you.
Okay. Has anybody
That's
done that?
Where I've seen it. No.
You haven't?
I've just seen it in movies.
Oh, in movies.
That's how I know about it.
I don't know. What are we saying? Are we saying to do it? Let's assume the boyfriend is on board. Because if the boyfriend's not on board, then it just stops here.
Exactly.
But if the boyfriend is on board, then I think maybe you... Oh, you know what? Justine rolls in and says, ask the girlfriend to be there.
Oh.
For moral support. She needs to feel just as awkward.
Oh, gosh. I think, you know, that whole thing is though she wants to be surprised by the final product. So
maybe
we just have girlfriend take the picture of what she wants to see the painting to look like, and then send the picture,
and then she just
paints off the picture.
Okay, yeah, maybe that's the way to go.
Yeah.
You still get the same end result,
right.
But you don't have to subject your boyfriend to, like especially if he's not a model,
standing
in the same pose.
Right, standing there for hours on end.
Right.
Yeah, I think it could take some of the awkward out.
All right, I like that.
It's not going to be in person.
All right, there you go, Erica. You be you. You do your artistic work. Make your friend proud, but do it in a picture form.
Have
it be a picture
Barbara
submitted.
Barbara give you a picture, and that's what you go off of to make the painting.
All right, that's our suggestion. You can see more, or you can comment at Ben and Kelly Show. Keep us posted. We'd love to see your finished product.
For research purposes.
All right. There you go. That's group therapy.